He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
Welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the September 13th. It is the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we've had some wacky days in the market all of a sudden, beginning with last Friday when we had the S&P 500 down 50 points. That was followed by a big drop yesterday in the futures of the market. The futures were down 30 yesterday before the market opened. And, of course, by the end of the day, the futures turned into the real thing, and the market was up 35. Well, now we're down again on the S&P 500 today. A little bit of a rocky ride. This rocky ride is brought to you by the Fed, by the way, and I would say the oil markets. Right now we have the market S&P down 22 points at 2,136. We have the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 180 points right now. That works out to about 1%. We're at 18,144. We have the NASDAQ down 40 points. That works out to about 0.8%. We're at 5,172. Today it's crude oil that's getting the blame. Crude oil is down 91 cents per barrel to $45.38 as the IEA cuts its global demand growth estimates for oil. That is the big impact on the market today. Gold's up $1.70 today to $13.27 per ounce. Silver's up 8 cents to $19 per ounce. The 10-year yield is at 1.673. today, and the euro is at 1.12. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, broadcasting from our new Carlsbad studios, which we're still under, I would say, under construction here a little bit. We're getting new paint on the office walls today. New carpet comes in tomorrow. But you know what? I've done radio shows in all kinds of weather, in all kinds of circumstances. I've been doing this now for two decades. This is my third decade of radio. But I think of all of the challenges I had over the years, the biggest challenge, okay, one time I actually had radio equipment installed on my old fishing boat that I used for an office up in Oceanside. And I used it for an office. I would go there in the afternoons to write my book, work on my app, and I even had my radio equipment installed there. Well, look, if you're going to be working from a boat on the harbor, you may as well have a bait in the water. And I would had an old fishing pole and some old frozen squid that I kept in the freezer. Boy, you don't want your freezer to go out with that frozen squid in there. I think that happened to me about three times in my lifetime as a boat owner. Anyways, I had my rod out and the bait in the water. I'm doing the show, and all of a sudden my rod just goes, bendo, and something starts taking out the line. Now, this is right in the middle of my broadcast, you see. The headphones would barely reach to the back of the boat. I had it stretched all the way, and I'm fighting a big fish while I'm doing a live radio show. Well, the story ended well. It happened to be a big halibut on the other end of the line, which are delicious, by the way. Boy, did they make some good fish and chips or broiled halibut, charcoal broiled halibut. There's no way to cook halibut in a bad manner. I landed a big halibut while I was doing the radio show, so... no carpet in the office, no problem right now. We have the IEA cutting, that's the International Energy Agency. They are making headlines today, especially in the market. They cut their global demand growth estimates. And you know, since Friday, we've had a little bit of volatility in the market. I wrote about it over the weekend in my newsletter. I put my neck on the line once again yesterday. Over the weekend, and especially Thursday and Friday, I went through all of my numbers again. I looked at the 500 companies of the S&P 500. I looked at charts. I looked at my app. I looked at rankings. I looked at earnings. I looked at everything I could possibly look at, and I came away to the conclusion that over the last 7-plus years, the right thing to have done during every pullback in the market was to have bought the market or to sat still in the market. And once again, this weekend, I came to that same exact conclusion. I was vindicated yesterday with the big move in the market, and now we're giving some of that back today, but I have not seen any estimate changes, any changes to the estimates of the S&P 500 coming from any of this talk by the Fed. Now, the Fed is out of the picture for right now. The Fed is now entering into its quiet period. Yes, they're meeting. Their September meeting. Right now, Goldman Sachs is giving a 25% chance to a rate hike. That's much lower than it was. We had dovish talk from another Fed governor yesterday after hawkish talk on Friday, and that set the wheels in motion on Friday with a big downdraft in the market. And then the other Fed governor speaks yesterday, and that causes a big rally in the market. Well, we can take the Fed out of the equation for now as they enter into their quiet period. No more jawboning by any of the governors. The next time we hear from the Fed will more likely be no change to interest rates, but preparing us for a December rate hike. Be nice to get the Fed out of the way for a while. Gosh, down 350, up 250, down 150. Just keep quiet over there, would you? Do your meeting. Let us know what you're going to do. And in the meantime, keep your opinions to yourself. You're causing too much volatility in the market today. As far as the oil situation goes, I remain bullish. You know, oil has settled in this $40 to $50 area. The countries, the companies are doing what they can do to adjust their output. The demand and supply are getting back more into where they belong. And even though the oil stocks are down today, I remain bullish on the energy markets. Oh, we have Citibank, they like the cigarette stocks. Well, okay. They like Philip Morris. They like Reynolds. I don't know which one you smoke. I don't smoke either one myself, but they do like the stocks. Those are some pretty good dividend-paying stocks. Hillary to release more medical records. You know what? I think that's warranted. Anybody who's watched that video of her collapsing has got to wonder, is that just pneumonia? This seems to be getting more frequent, and you have to wonder about that concussion that she had, whether or not that is causing these seizures. But anyways, that story is coming front and center here right now as we approach. Gosh, this is September 13th, first Tuesday in November, not that long out. How about this score? Well, first let's do San Francisco 28, Los Angeles nothing. I asked my son, you know, the Rams went all in on that draft pick. They traded everybody just about to get that draft pick. I said, how did he do last night? The dad, he's sitting on the sidelines. He's not even suited up. He was so poor in the preseason. Well, that doesn't bode well for the Los Angeles, the now Los Angeles Rams, but for our San Francisco listeners, you've got to be happy with your San Francisco team. And Chip Kelly, riverboat gambler and offensive genius, pretty good start for the San Francisco 49ers. The reason I bring up an NFL score is I wanted to mention this score. Chevy Bolts, 238. The Tesla Model S's, 215. That's right. The Chevy Bolt, their new addition, beats Tesla. You could go 23 miles further on a full charge than you can in a Tesla. On a Chevy Bolt full charge, you go 238 miles. Well, that would get me up and down about four times to work. The Tesla, 215. I choose neither, none of the above. I have a gas. I don't have a big SUV, but it definitely is not an electric car. The Philippines leader, Duterte, is calling for the removal of U.S. troops. He's asking for them to leave the Philippines. Boy, we've had a long history of being in the Philippines. Looks like we got a little bit more crazy leader in the world once again. Got a lot to talk about when we come back. Featured stock of the day coming up. This is Bill Gunderson. It is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
To the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. A couple other news items that caught my eye this morning. Positive economic reports coming from China. Let's just see how China is behaving today. I've noted recently that there's a couple of new kids on the block as far as leading asset classes, and we're going to also do that today, leading asset classes and leading sectors in the market, if there are any on this down day. But China and India have really been coming on here recently, and that is good news out of China today on the economic reports. I currently own three stocks, big ones, great big ones, the biggest of the big from China. In my portfolios right now. And I also see there's a Chinese IPO today. The China Postal Savings Bank launches an $8 billion IPO. I'm going to keep my eye on that one. I don't know the symbol right offhand, but I will find that and we will monitor that thing going forward. We also have an interesting decision by a judge. Yelp is not liable for bad star ratings, okay? You know, somebody sued Yelp. Some restaurant owner sued Yelp saying, hey, you guys put bad two stars on my restaurant. It's killing my business. They sued Yelp. Yelp is not liable. You know, it's the people. It's the people that rank these things. I don't like Yelp's rating system. They need to talk to me about a rating system. I have one for my Best Stocks Now app. It seems like everybody on Yelp gets four stars, okay? That doesn't really differentiate for me enough, the good from the bad. I don't like their formulas for their ranking systems. And how about Under Armour being a big player at New York Fashion Week? Yes, Under Armour is coming up with high-end clothing. I wonder if Stephon Curry is modeling that clothing back in New York. Under Armour, I've owned it in the past. I don't currently own it. I think it's probably the next Nike stock, which has been a great stock over the years. But I currently do not own Under Armour stock. Okay, now I want to talk a little bit about some of the tweets that I sent out yesterday with some of my observations of the market, which was up 235 points yesterday. It was down 350 points on Friday. Now we're down again today. The tweets that I sent out yesterday, okay, and these are my most important observations during a very, very volatile time in the market. Okay, tweet number one. Deutsche Bank says the generational long bull market in bonds is over. I totally believe that. I'm totally in there with them. You can look at the ETF, which is PIMCO Total Return. You know, that became the largest mutual fund in the world when Bill Gross was there, a bond fund. Why? Because you had a 30-year bull market in bonds, and Bill Gross became a rock star. Now, bonds are having a little bit of a rebound here today. But if you look at the exchange-traded fund version of the mutual fund that Bill Gross ran, the PIMCO Total Return Fund, which the symbol is BOND, B-O-N-D, that ought to be easy to remember, you can see the massive dip that it's taken here the last few days with this hawkish talk from the Feds. I also talked about a fresh breakout yesterday. Interesting stock. You know, it's one that I've owned in the past. I don't own it now. Las Vegas Sands. That is Sheldon Adelson's company. They operate Marina Bay Sands, Venetian Macau, Sands Macau, Four Seasons Macau, the Palazzo, the Venetian. How would you like to have that portfolio in your balance sheet? He's worth some money, Sheldon Adelson is. Las Vegas Sands is now a $45 billion company. But during the day, as I look at stocks that are rising in rank or whatever else catches my eye, and if something really pops out to me, I send out a tweet. I send out about four or five today or per day. You can follow me on StockTwits at Bill Gunderson. And one of the six or seven or so tweets that I sent out yesterday was Las Vegas Sands. That's a fresh breakout on that stock. It's been a pretty successful stock. I mean, you go back to 2009, it got down to a dollar per share. Yeah, people losing their jobs, losing their homes. The last thing on their mind was going to Las Vegas for a luxury vacation. And it has climbed all the way back from $1 per share in 2009 to $57 per share. It's now a $45 billion market cap company. It is probably the blue chip of gaming stocks. LVS is the symbol. I sent out a tweet yesterday. Why do I send out a tweet on fresh new breakouts? Because that's usually where and how a big new uptrend in a stock begins, with a fresh breakout. And then I also added to that tweet that I have no current position. My momentum stock of the day yesterday, when I see one that's just going to town, sometimes I own them, sometimes I don't. But I sent out a tweet yesterday on EXEL, which is a biotech company which develops novel small molecule therapies that treat cancer. That stock's going to town here. I don't know what's going on. It's gone from 4 to 12 in the last couple of months, and yesterday I called it my momentum stock of the day. So if you're following me on Twitter, you would have seen that. And also at the end of the day, you can go to my website or you can go to my app and see the tweets that I did send out during the day. I also called attention to my article over the weekend on Seeking Alpha, in which I said that this sell-off presents another buying opportunity within a bull market. Obviously, it looked pretty good, like pretty good advice yesterday. The market was up big after Friday's big sell-off. Now we're giving back some of that today. But I still believe that the bull market is intact. I also sent out a tweet on Chesapeake, CHK. Now, I'm sure it's pulling back a little bit today with the energy stocks. But boy, Chesapeake was another one that was a fresh new breakout. Chesapeake is a big-name stock. It was a big-name stock. It was Aubrey McClendon, the late Aubrey McClendon's company, which was breaking ground all over America in the shale formations, and got up there to be quite a large company. Now it's back down to about a $6 billion stock. But that stock also broke out yesterday. It's currently a $7 stock, a CHK Chesapeake. I don't have a position in Chesapeake CHK, but I own many other individual oil stocks, and despite the downdraft today in the oil patch, I still think that is the sector in the market that offers the most upside potential. And lastly, I sent out a tweet on a company that is currently yielding 9.6%, and it's a stock that I own in my income account. So you might want to follow me on StockTwits or Twitter. It is at Bill Gunderson. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are
are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we didn't quite get yesterday to the big picture of the market, although I did do my current S&P 500 estimates and my current S&P 500 target price. I'm the guy who in the newsletter said a new bull market has been born. That was back in March 27th of 2009. And each week I analyze everything. I put my neck on the line. I still have not put out a sell signal on the market. And the market has been in a bull since 2009, March. And the biggest reason is that we have had growing earnings on the S&P 500 and a growing economy. Those continue to be the two biggest factors that drive markets. And you can throw in the Fed, but obviously the Fed has a major impact on the markets and on those earnings for the S&P 500. Now, we've also talked about asset allocation many times on my show. There's basically cash, stocks, bonds, precious metals, real estate, and I would add into the fray a sixth asset class of inverse funds, which might have done well on Friday and which might be doing well today, fairly well, but over the last 7+ years, that's been one of the worst places to be. There will come a time, however, when I know that those inverse funds will be leading asset classes once again. So amongst these six asset classes, you've got to decide for yourself how you're going to diversify the eggs in your basket. And some would say, you know, the traditional formula is your age and your risk tolerance. And when it comes down to the end, you know, if you're 70, you should have 70% of your eggs in the fixed income basket and 30% in different growth baskets. Well, you know, I'm a guy who watches the cycles in the market. I've seen horrible cycles for stocks when I've wanted to have very little exposure to the stock market. I've seen horrible cycles in real estate when I've wanted to have very little exposure to real estate. I've seen horrible cycles in gold. I've seen horrible cycles in the bond market. Not for a long time. For the most part, the bond market has had the wind at its back for the last 35 years, but I believe that those days are over. And you cannot use those projections going forward to try to calculate your income at retirement because they are so skewed to the upside, particularly in the bond market, which many want to make your biggest allocation in your retirement years. Now, each one of those asset classes also have subclasses. Take, for instance, the bond market. The bond market has government bonds, U.S. government bonds, which are considered to be the gold standard, backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government, which seems to be getting worse by the day with all of our debt, but it's still, on a relative basis, considered to be the most desirable bonds in the world. You have sovereign bonds outside of the U.S., other governments. You have emerging market bonds. You have high-yield bonds. You have municipal tax-free bonds. Bonds come corporate bonds. You have bonds in all shapes and all sizes. So I like to break up those six basic asset classes into their subsets also. The stock market has a lot of subsets. There's emerging market stocks. There's U.S. stocks. U.S. stocks are divided up into large caps, mid caps, small caps, micro caps, penny stocks, IPOs, even private equity. And then, of course, you have a lot of subcategories in precious metals. You have gold, silver, and then you have all of the other basic industrial metals, etc. Real estate can be divided up. There's office real estate. There's housing real estate, commercial real estate, shopping center real estate. So I break those up. From six, I get 34 different asset classes that my app ranks on a daily basis. And those rankings are basically based on performance and where we're at in the cycles, the various cycles of the market that we go through. Well, as I look at the leading asset classes in the market right now, and I do this every weekend in my newsletter, the top 10 out of 34 asset classes are stocks, not bonds, but stocks. And you say, well, Bill, don't stocks outperform bonds over the long haul? Wouldn't they always be in the top 10? The answer to that is a resounding no. You go back to 2008, 2009, stocks, ownership and equities dropped to the bottom of the asset class ladder, while bonds rose to the top. The stock market in 2009, while it was down 35%, the bond market was up 32%. So on a relative basis, it was a much better asset class back then than stocks were. But as we look at it today, September 13th, 2016, the top 10 out of 34 are all stock related. 9 out of 10 of the top 34 asset classes are U.S. stock related. The only one that is non-U.S., it's still stock-related, is the emerging markets, which are now number one. The number one ranked asset class right now is emerging markets. And have you seen that reflected in my newsletter? I have a model portfolio for government employees that look at the TSPs, and you've seen that I've recently increased the exposure to the emerging markets there. And I would also say that I have not been favorable on the emerging markets for the last several years. But I've been pecking away a little bit and adding exposure here and there to the emerging markets, in particular India and China. But there's emerging market mutual funds, there's emerging market ETFs, there's emerging market individual stocks, lots of way to get exposure to the emerging markets. I wouldn't go hog wild. I wouldn't go overboard, but I believe it's time to have some exposure to the emerging markets once again. Now, the other 9 leading asset classes in my way of looking at the markets are all U.S. and for the most part, more of the risk-on asset classes. In fact, the next 3, number 2, number 3, number 4, and actually number 5 are small cap. U.S. Look what happened in the first 7 months of this year with the large cap stocks in the U.S. Most of them are dividend payers. They were part of that feeding frenzy that took place by dividend chasers. All of the fancy boats seeking retirement and income were fishing in a little area of the market, chasing income, chasing dividends, and they were fishing like crazy in the big dividend payers amongst that group. In my opinion, it's been fished out. And I moved on to other areas in early July. Others remained fishing there, and they got clobbered here recently. Not only were they fishing in the large cap dividend paying group of the market, but they were also overfishing and fishing out the REIT sector and the utility sector, another area of the market that I left back in July. Maybe we'll come back into it now that it's selling off so heavily, but not yet. Instead, it looks to me like the growth areas of the market, which were kind of passed by the dividend chasers, are now being discovered once again. And that would include the U.S. small cap stocks, U.S. mid-cap stocks, and even the NASDAQ technology stocks. That is the leading asset class. Those are the leading asset classes in the market right now. The worst asset classes in the market right now, well, to be inverse, how many guys, gals come on TV or on the radio or write newsletters telling you that the market's going to collapse this week, next week? Before the year is over. They've been saying that for the last 7 years. It hasn't collapsed. It's continued to hit new all-time highs, even as of last week, new all-time highs. Being inverse the market's the worst place you can be. Cash is not a good place. It's being outperformed by the markets and the bond market even. The precious metals are not a very good place to be. You're fighting the Fed on precious metals. And the other area of the market that's starting to drop to the bottom of the asset class ladder right now, dividend, interest rate sensitive, REITs, utilities, and dividend paying stocks. Now, when we come back, we'll talk about the sectors in the market. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. Well, the newsletter goes out every week. This is already Tuesday. I'm already thinking about this week's newsletter, but last week I addressed the issue of the big sell-off on Friday caused by hawkish comments by the Fed and what that meant for the market and whether or not a rate hike would hurt the bull market, would put an end to the bull market anyways. And, of course, I give my market signal in that newsletter every single week and go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. I'm also a money manager. I'm not a traditional financial planner asset allocation shop. You can find many of those out there. I am an active manager that watches the markets very closely on a daily basis. No, I'm not whipping in and out of stocks and whatnot. I try to look at the big major trends and try to be on the right side of those trends. The first trend you got to be on the right side of is the overall market. And the trend since March of 2009 has been a bull trend. The second trend you have to be on the right side of is the economy. The economy has been growing by a little bit, at least every year since 2009. The third major trend you have to be on the right side of is the earnings trend. Earnings have been growing in the S&P 500 since 2009. And another major trend that you need to be on the right side of is the interest rate trend. Interest rate investors, namely fixed income investors, have had the wind at their back for the last three decades. But that seemingly is coming to an end. You have the bond king, Bill Gross. You have Deutsche Bank yesterday. It was Bank of America Merrill Lynch the week before that, J.P. Morgan, all saying that the bond market is stretched beyond belief. And I totally believe that. Is it cracking yet? No. You know, we saw a few cracks Friday. We at least saw Friday just how interest rate sensitive the bond market is. The bond market really got whacked last Friday. That could get really ugly at some point in the future. Really, 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 really ugly. I'll keep you posted on that. In the meantime, I prefer stocks at this current point in time, not only for growth, but also for income. And stocks have their days. Yeah, we've had a bad day on Friday. We're having an off day here today. But overall, when you go through the big picture of earnings and the economy, it still favors the stock market. It won't always favor the stock market, but for now, it favors the stock market. Now, as we break that down further, that's still a pretty big ocean. Equities are still a pretty big ocean. What do you like? Micro caps, small caps, mid caps, large caps? Even more importantly, how about the sectors of the market? Financials, banking, retail, medical, technology, energy. It goes on and on and on. And don't forget, we have areas outside the U.S. to invest in. Well, I can tell you this right now. Outside of the U.S., it's looking pretty good in Hong Kong. It's looking pretty good in China. It's looking pretty good in Asia right now. And it's also looking fairly good in India right now. Those are some sectors of the world, of the global economy, that I have a little bit of exposure to. As we look to the U.S., it's kind of switching away quite drastically from the large cap stocks, which led the charge earlier this year. The big S&P 500 stocks, the big Dow Jones stocks, particularly the ones that paid dividends. And it seems to be moving more to the mid and small cap stocks. Technology, still a leading sector in the market. Semiconductors, cybersecurity, networking, information technology, the internet, still a leading sector in the market. I still like the energy sector. Yes, it's selling off today. Oil's down a little bit, 97 cents last time I looked per barrel. I still think that the energy sector offers significant upside potential over the next several years. And if interest rates should start to rise here, that's going to be very, very beneficial. Now, we've had false starts before where it looked like interest rates were going to go on a rise. And the financial sector and the banking sector started to heat up. Well, they're starting to heat up again. They're anticipating a series of rate hikes beginning in December of this year and continuing into 2017. There's opportunities now in the financial sector and the banking sector. Those are my favorite sectors in the market right now. The ones that have fallen out of favor, and the ones that don't look so good right now, the healthcare providers, the healthcare stocks, the biotechs, the drug stocks, they've got a little bit of a Clinton cloud over them. She has always been quite, militant at times against those sectors. And as long as she is leading in the polls, and that's going to be negative for those sectors. There's still some decent plays within those sectors, but overall, those are tougher sectors to invest in right now. Solar energy, alternative energy, still one of the worst sectors in the market. And also, right now, the gold stocks and the silver stocks have also dropped to the bottom of the sector rankings. Well, there you have it. There's my current take. There's my weekly take. It took two full days to get through it. That's the results of the analysis that I did last week on the market and over the weekend in my newsletter. I continue my analysis on a daily basis. My analysis is subject to change, obviously, on a day-to-day basis. If I notice something new or something changes in the market, it begins with a tweet from myself, at Bill Gunderson, on StockTwits.com or on Twitter.com. It also shows up in my newsletter on the weekend. It also shows up in my app that I invented, the Best Stocks Now app, which consistently is in the top 100 of all the financial apps in the world. And, of course, I'm a money manager. I apply my observations on a daily basis to the portfolios that I manage. I have two growth portfolios. I have an income rank-related portfolio. I believe you have to go outside of the normal traditional areas of the market for income these days. CDs, fixed income, aren't going to cut it. There's too much risk. The risk-to-reward ratio is not in your favor in the bond market as it relates to income. You have to think outside the box or outside the basket, as I've said here recently. Well, if you'd like to talk to us about our money management, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST.
Or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.